אדוני הציבה ציון, היינו כחוני. אז אם עלי צחוק פינו לשוננו רינה, אז יאמרו בגויים הגדיל אדוני לעשות עם אלה, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עמנו, היינו שמחים. שוב אדוני חטופנו כאפיקים בנגב, הזורים בדמעה ברינה יקצורו.
together. You know my name. You know my name. Say you know my name. And you call me friend. Walking with you, and know how you talk with me.
Somebody catch the ball right here. you would raise up a worship to our God who has already won the victory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Dear Heavenly Gracious God, as we come before your holy presence, we ask your forgiveness for each and every known sin that's in our lives. We thank you for what Jesus Christ did across the Calvary for each one of us. As we enter the message, we ask you allow your Holy Spirit to take the message and make it real. Make it real unto the listeners and continue to make it real for my life. Oh God, you know what's going on globally. We ask your continued protection of what's going on with Israel. We ask your protection on the believer of the household of faith, irrespective of where they are around this globe that's undergoing persecution. May they know that you're with them. You've made it clear out of your word in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. With an understanding, all scripture is not to us, but we can apply it for our life. All unto me, and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. In Jesus' precious name we ask you and thank you. Amen. All right, so we continue the book of Esther, because the question is, what is Haman going to do to the total Jewish community? And more yet, why? Come on, believer of the household of faith. If you're not in a right relationship with God, you're like the prodigal son, prodigal daughter, prodigal daughter, prodigal son. It's time for you to be. Open your spiritual eyes that God has blessed you with. You're not in darkness. God never let his children be in darkness. You see what's going on around you, or do you? Well, you don't want to see. But let's go back in time. Is it really back in time? Well, let's see. That which is going on with Haman, remember the last time, and Mordecai? Did this happen by chance of accident? We're in the book of Esther now. Now, I can't, nor will I, do it all. Meaning, you have to open the word for you. You know, the word is clear, study to show thyself approved unto God, not unto some man, a woman, or some man. A workman that need him not to be ashamed, right? He's dividing the word of truth. But do you notice how Esther received this favor by the providence of Almighty God? Remember now, she's now next to the king. God is making arrangements to protect his people. And this is how he did it. Remember where we left off at? I'll let you go back to find out. What you're going to see is that God has given us the background, especially in chapter 1 of the book of Esther, remember? Remember how we started off with a pagan palace where an orgy was taking place with intoxicated people, including the king? Remember now, that's how the queen lost her position. So God let us see how he overrules by his providence. And that's what human and Satan does down here on earth. And when we see the hand of God, let me ask you a question, you don't mind, do you? Because I know I see it every single day. Did they allow you to wake up today? Did he allow you to go through the day and allow you to get some sleep tonight, irrespective of where you are, including the street? But shouldn't you recognize the comfort that God has blessed you with as a child of his, believer of the household of faith? But we're talking about the children of Israel. Haman, remember Haman? A wicked man, ungodly man. But as you look at Haman, anybody around you that God through his Holy Spirit bring to your heart and mind fits his description? Don't give him an excuse. Haman was an anti-Semite. Literally hostile to Jewish people. Anybody around you like that today? And Haman, when you know the history of Haman, you do know the history of the people that's anti-Semitic, do you not? But Haman stood in a long line of haters who attempted to destroy the nation of Israel. You remember how Pharaoh tried it? You remember how Herod tried it? You remember how Hitler tried it? Now you got Haman just trying it, coupled with other countries. You notice how Satan, you know, you do know about Satan, don't you? The devil, Lucifer, son of the morning. You do know, don't you? You notice how Satan has been anxious to destroy the people God loves. How about in your own life? Remember Job? Remember Daniel prayed? You remember Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? But do you also remember God has his hand of protection on his people? And think about the children of Israel as you're thinking about you and your community, your community, your community. Do you notice how through Israel, the word of God is coming to the world? Do you notice that, like in Israel, how the Lord Jesus Christ came through this ancestry line, the Jewish nation today and then, as far from God, just like all the other nations. But irrespective, God has a purpose for the Jewish community, for the Jewish nation. He has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me, followers of Jesus Christ. You know, but there's going to be a turning back to him when God concludes his purpose in the church today, like it will be with Israel. But do you notice how God has put up a hedge of protection around Israel? Did you notice that? Even with the secular history, do you notice that? Because all you got to do is read history to find out what God promised Abraham is true. Remember what the Word of God says? Not what Gary said, not what you say, your pastor say, your imam say, your priest say, your rabbi say, your human teacher say. God promised Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I know you wrote it down. He will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse them. You see, Haman didn't know about this promise because his evil actions toward the Jewish community were undoing for him. Go down through history. All the individuals who said they were somebody, temporary titles, temporary power, where they at now? So remember, Haman has been elevated to a high position. Is that you? Maybe in your neighborhood. Maybe at your place of worship. Maybe in the political world, educational world, criminal justice world, sociology world, medical world. You name the system. But Haman's in a position that's very high. Remember, number two to the king. He's the prime minister of one of the strongest empires on earth at that time. And the fact that Mordecai would not bow to Haman really bothered him. Would it bother you? You know how pride is, got your chest all stuck out, you got that power, that title, that temporary power. The reason I say it's all temporary because you're here today and gone tomorrow, but you have control of your life, don't you? Don't you have the power to decide when you're going to open your eyes? Oh, okay. But Haman's going to do something about it because Mordecai would not bow to him when he got that position. bow to him? Who are you bowing to today? And what's your motive for doing so? Are you running around, believer of the household of faith, whispering things in people's ears, telling them what they want to hear, rather than what God would have to say to them and that he's blessed you with? The Holy Spirit of God to speak through you, to say only what God would have you say, not what you or somebody else wants you to say. But you notice how Haman, he just didn't want to lay hands on Mordecai. Haman turns his hatred to the entire nation of Israel. Those of you, irrespective of where you live at, your skin tone, your zip code, one person that didn't do what you wanted them to do, that didn't bow down to you, you hate the rest of their community? You want to destroy the rest of their community? Haman and Xerxes were politicians. You know politicians, don't you? They look good, don't they? Dress nice, walk nice, talk nice, promise nice, do they ever carry through? Do the shoes match the lips? Or are they telling you what you want to hear? But they were politicians. And guess what? Like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. They had the same problem that's experiencing today in your nation, your nation, your nation, and mine. You see, they needed to raise taxes. And remember, Xerxes had a large bill from the, that, you know, had a conflict, that war against Europe. And remember, he needed a strategy to pay for it. So first, they raised taxes and guess what? Through a lottery. You know, a form of gambling. And it was called casting pearls. But unfortunately, for them, it didn't raise enough money. So they had to look for other ways to raise money. And old Haman, maybe that's you, in that same type of position somewhere, number two. How'd you get there? But Haman was slick. You know, he had some wealth of his own, and so he saw a door of opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, raise money, and get rid of the Jewish community. So you know what Haman did? Maybe that's what you're doing. Haman persuaded the king, you know, the leader, number one, to write one of his famous laws. You know, this one is going to condemn a group of people in the kingdom who he claimed were not really loyal. Notice who he claimed. What was his motive? So you know what he did, didn't you? He told the king that, you know, those people, notice he didn't mention them by name. He just let it be known that, you know, these people aren't really your people. They follow Moses' law, not yours. So here you got Haman accusing the Jewish community of following different laws and disobeying the king's law. You remember Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? And you remember that king, how they created a little g-god idol? And he, remember, they made a law that you couldn't turn around at the same time, that whoever didn't bow down and worship that image of that king, that they would be thrown into the fiery furnace. Do you remember the story? And remember, these three did not bow down because they knew who they were. They knew who they belonged to. And they worshiped the only and true God, the God of Israel, the God of the Scripture. But old Haman, maybe that's you somewhere in secret, accusing this particular community, that particular community, that particular community of being disloyal. But Haman's strategy was to get the Jewish community killed. exterminate it, and bring their money into the king's treasury. Oh, love of money. And you know what? It was just the amount needed to meet the deficit. And you can look at that over in Esther chapter 3, verse 9. I know you wrote it down. You know, because it's like most politicians, the king was interested in any plan to raise more taxes and get himself out of a jam. You notice that the king never asked who the people were. And here you got Haman. Here he is offering to personally pay a large sum of money to execute the plan. So here you got the king not only agreed, he ended up giving Haman his signet ring, you know, and his ring was like a royal stamp of approval to carry on the wicked plan, ungodly plan. Think about that. What human or human woman can't even sleep at night because they're conspiring within themselves, thinking of all the evil, negative things they're going to do to another human being that didn't do anything to them, or didn't bow the knee. So saying that the king, he showed little regard for human life. Think about it. He already depleted the wealth of his kingdom. You remember now in that military conflict against Greece? And on top of that, he had 2 million soldiers die in the conflict. But it didn't bother him that he made a bad move. And no wonder he easily turned his ring over to Haman. And so here you got a plan like this is made into law. Now, you know, even though it was made into law, it's going to take some time to get across, you know, the Media Persian Empire, because it was large. And you know that word has to have to travel across India and all the way to Asia, down through the Fertile Crescent, the Mediterranean Sea, and then needed to be communicated across some of Europe and then all of Asia Minor into Africa and through Egypt to Ethiopia. Think about it. That was a large kingdom. You're talking about those different tribes with a minimum of 127 different spoken dialects and languages? And you're talking about a government project? So here you got bulletins that had to be sent, you know, by couriers to all 127 of the king's provinces with this order that anti-Semitism of the worst kind and satanic to the core is going to take place. Going to take place, yeah. And guess when? The 13th day of the month, you know, Adar, you know, roughly a year away. So here you got the government. The government is ordering the killing of all the Jewish community, the Jewish children, the Jewish senior citizens, the elderly men, the elderly women, and the babies. And their properties be given to those who killed them. And you got copies of this bulletin were to be posted in each province, publicly available to all the people to get everybody ready for that particular day. Now here, these letters were signed in the name of the king and sealed with his ring. Think about that. And you look at that bulletin, and you know you're Jewish, and you know you're black, and you know you're Asian, and you know you're Native American, and you know you're Indian, and you know you're Hispanic, and you know you're European, across the globe. You're part of the human race. But we're talking about the Jewish community. We're talking about Israel. So now you got King and Haman, they're sitting down in the palace of Shushan. And guess what they're doing? They're drinking to their plan. Now remember now, you may be able to drink 5,000 glasses of alcohol and not get intoxicated, but that 5,001, you're intoxicated. You know you can't handle that. Now you're altogether a different person, you know, y'all. But they're sitting there drinking. How about today in your country? We're yours. We're yours. You got any leaders like that? conspiring, getting intoxicated off of alcohol, medication, drugs, love of money, love of title, love of power, love of a zip code, trying to get rid of you and you and you and me too, for your community, for mine. Meanwhile, here's the city. The city now is falling into confusion and there's panic. You can imagine it's going to be. Think about it. It's got to affect everybody. The population of Susa, here you got the capital. The people living in the capital, they had to be perplexed. They couldn't understand this. The Jewish community were not, they weren't traitors. They had committed a crime. So the question is, why should such extreme measure be used like this to exterminate, at that time, 15 million people throughout the kingdom? But you notice that the king didn't mind the confusion? Do you notice that he and Haman had happy hour time and they were all delighted with their strategy? But remember now, Haman's motive. What's your motive? Haman's personal agenda would be to satisfy the king's money problem. He says it's going to be solved. But you got to keep in mind, the king didn't think that this law going into effect would touch his queen. Oh, remember Esther? Remember how she came to the throne? Do you remember what happened to the previous queen? You say, Gary, how come the king didn't know that that law that he signed on behalf of Haman, who hated Mordecai and the total Jewish community because one man didn't bow down to him? Well, the king didn't know at the time that his queen belonged to the nation of Israel. But he's going to find out in time. Remember now, this law of the Medes and Persians, it couldn't be revoked. Remember now, it's the same law that set aside Vashti, his former queen. And it couldn't be changed because once it's sent out and passed with the king's signature, it's not able to be changed. Not even. Done. How would God save his people? Think about it. Do you even read where God is even mentioned? My brother in the household of faith, is God mentioned in your life? As a follower of Jesus Christ, are you standing firm letting people know who you are and whose you are? Or are you far away from God as a prodigal son, prodigal daughter? Or do you even know him? Israel, are you far from God? Because somebody's going to have to intervene. How is God going to save Israel today? How did God save Israel from Hamas and other countries? But he didn't have to be concerned about other countries, did he? Just those 127 provinces. But how about today with Hamas? How would God save you? And me too in our crowd. But you got to remember, you're either in the one, coming out of one, or entering one. But what's God going to do? Time we're going to find out. You know we are. Well, return this evening to continue the conversation with my beloved brother, Howard V. Becker, who happens to be Jewish. And look up Becker Automotive Design. See how it itself is number one in so many different ways. But what's interesting is how God took Brother Howard's new book and has made it number one in 7 different categories. But tune in and find out how God has done it. And just remember, He can do it for you as well, as long as it glorifies.
By a love I can't explain, and now you have me, and I'm forever changed. I've abandoned everything I've ever known. Now I surrender, my life is not my own. I belong.
I give myself. Come on, can we say that all over this room? Say, Thank you.